Newspapers are old school, and it takes an old school character to get them to your door or your neighborhood store. Jack Dopp has been in the newspaper delivery business since he was a grade schooler in Gary, Indiana, back in the 1950s. He and his crew have been bringing newspapers from all over the country, and at times from all over the world, to Bloomington and South Central Indiana for decades. He talks about the newspaper business then and now, and into the future, as he joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here with my guest, Jack Dopp. Jack, thanks for being on Big Talk.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Jack, you are the big boss.
The big boss.
Over at Bloomington News. Bloomington News is the outfit that gets the New York Times into Bloomington, gets the USA Today here. It gets the Indy Star here.
I go up to Greencastle every day to pick up the New York Times. And it's kind of a hassle, but at one point we used to have to go all the way to Lafayette.
Uh-huh.
And I had a truck run to go to Lafayette, and that was probably, we did that for at least 10 years through the bad weather and through all the deer.
Every early morning before the sun even comes.
Every single morning, leaving here about 1:30 in the morning. I think over the years we probably hit 10 deer on the way or fro from that area. Of course, there's a history behind all that. A guy by the name of Jim Spanath, who used to own Book Corner and Book Nook.
Right.
Starting way back in the 30s. He used to get the New York Times on a bus at the old Greyhound Depot. And he would be hanging out there every day waiting for that bus to come in and get his papers. He had a great system for delivering newspapers. He didn't. If you wanted a New York Times, you had to go see Jim. Not only did you not get it at home, it wasn't at any other retail outlet.
He was the guy.
He was the only sole New York Times distributor. And if you wanted a Sunday New York Times, you had to go down to the Book Nook and get it. And it was always fun to see that people lined up down Kirkwood. In front of the store, he had all the papers lined up on the ground, leaned up against the building.
Huh.
500-600 of them. But then the New York Times decided they wanted to do home delivery here. And when that happened, that pretty much put the kibosh to the Spanath line of the thing.
Yeah,
monopoly went. But anyway, we had everything from the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Louisville Courier.
Right.
Of course, the New York Times, the Herald Times. But it was quite an operation. I had 7 trucks, 15 employees. And we'd get there at 1 in the morning, be busting our butt all night long to get those papers out. And we traveled all the way to Terre Haute, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Indianapolis, Columbus, French Lick.
Dropping off bundles
of papers. Dropping off papers at various stores and hotels. So it was a huge operation. And I just got to the point one day I said, that's it. It's too much. So I pulled in just into Bloomington.
Yeah.
And gradually over the years, as I've aged, I've been dropping papers one at a time. And
so let's try to figure out how you got into this crazy business. In a sense, you're like an elaborate paper boy.
Yes.
But you're much more than that.
Well, it became a business.
Yeah. So start us off. Where were you raised?
I was raised in East Gary, Indiana. It was sort of a mill, all the mill workers lived there. And it was a conglomeration of every ethnic group you could possibly imagine. And a lot of people from Kentucky and Tennessee.
Coming up for work.
So it was very much, using the vernacular of the day, rednecky. But anyway, my brother started a newspaper business at age 12. He had all the newspapers available, and he had routes all over the place. And he used to hire me to deliver them. And so I got indoctrinated in newspapers at a very early age, like 9 years old. And I worked at the Gary Post Tribune when I was in college as a driver, hauling bundles all over the Gary area. And then when I came down here to finish off my schooling, My brother had...
Came down here to Bloomington.
Bloomington, Indiana, yeah.
Okay.
And my brother had taken over the business here of the Indianapolis Star. And so I worked for him while I was in school.
Again.
And he went bankrupt. And various people took it over, and they all went bankrupt. And finally, the Star came to, I had just graduated, and they came to me and they said,
"What did you study?"
I was going to be a teacher, history, social studies, that kind of thing. And I never did, you know, did my student teaching as far as I got.
Yeah.
So anyway, they came to me and asked me if I'd want to be the distributor.
They needed somebody.
They needed somebody. I had the experience, so they came to me and I said, "Sure, we'll try it."
Well, why wouldn't you go bankrupt then if everybody else did?
Well, the one thing you have to do when you're in business like that, especially in the beginning, is you have to do it.
Yeah.
You've got to get up at 2 in the morning and deliver the papers.
Right.
You can't depend on others to do it.
Wow.
And all the others was always paying somebody else to do it. And so I did it myself, and I did okay.
Yeah.
And I picked up the Louisville Courier.
Okay.
And then from there, I picked up the Herald Telephone at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, one of the big ones was Louisville Courier Journal. And the reason that was such a big one is because all the gamblers liked it. The bookies used to come in there all the time looking for the Louisville Courier for the races.
No kidding.
No kidding. And I actually knew the book, several of the bookies in town here that would come to the Book Corner to get their Louisville Courier Journal. Getting back to Book Corner, they at one point I used to bring in papers from all over the world to the Book Corner.
Wow.
German, English, Spanish, Italian. I think at one point I had an Arabic. I know I had an Arabic paper I brought into town.
No kidding.
Yeah, I used to pick it up at the Indianapolis airport every day.
It's an internet world, obviously, mm-hmm. And where do you read your paper?
I do not read it online.
Why?
I don't like it. I've tried. I just don't like it. I'm an old fogey, so.
But you can print. Use a computer. You obviously, you're a business owner.
Oh, yeah.
You must be
computer,
on
yeah.
screen.
Uh-huh. Sure am. But I like the old-fashioned feel of the newspaper.
You said your intent was to become a teacher. Are you disappointed?
There were points along the line, yes. I wish I had been a teacher. But at the end of the day, and I had a independent business. I was my own boss. And I had a lot of people working for me. I had the opportunity to reach out to a lot of people in my life.
Yeah.
People like yourself.
Sure.
And all the time I'm coming across new people, interesting people, characters, all the time. And that has been very fulfilling for me.
My guest has been Jack Dopp of Bloomington News. You bring the world to Bloomington.
Been a great career. I've enjoyed every minute.
Jack Dopp, thanks for coming on Big Talk.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at wfhb.org.